I want to shout out to one of my patrons here, Zoe. She left a comment on the last Q&A that I did called What's Love Got to Do with It? I'm going to read out Zoe's comment. She said, only listen to about 15 minutes as it's half term and it's not kid-friendly content to have on. What I will say though, Hatman, is that I think you are too idealistic and want to exist in utopia. Waiting to meet a woman who has your exact views on raising children, which are extremely removed from the norm, and not having children because you can't move to a remote island with them is, I think, extremely unrealistic. I have 3 children, 7, 6, and 4, and I'm so happy that I have them. We are financially okay, 2 big holidays a year, lots of mini breaks. I am there for them before and after school. They have good manners and morals. They have an awesome life in Manchester. Shock. We are amazing parents. Our whole life is dedicated to them. All that which you listed that you wanted is unnecessary to raise happy kids, and I feel that you are missing out have missed out if you never meet anybody and have kids. At nearly 40, I think you should lower your expectations a little bit. I used to be like you as a teenager, thought pretty much identically to you. I'm so glad that I grew up a little and came to the real world rather than in the one in my head, as kids are amazing, marriage is amazing, but it's compromise, lots of compromise, and sometimes kids are allowed on the Xbox for an hour, but it's okay, all in moderation and such a small part of their lives. You can say one thing before you become a parent, but you really just learn on the job and try your best. I would really urge you not to miss out on it. Well, thank you for the comment, Zoe. In terms of me being idealistic and not being realistic and trying to live in some utopia, that's just not the case, because the standards that I have in terms of what I would want for my kids and the standards I have in terms of meeting a woman who is on the same page as me ideologically, those are not lofty, those are not unrealistic at all. Because you go to any traditional culture, you go to the Middle East where it's all the Muslims, you go to Africa in the rural areas, you go to Asia, places like Cambodia, and what are you going to find? You're going to find people who stay married at a far higher rate than they do in Western countries. So the ideals I'm talking about are not in some utopia. Millions and millions, if not billions of people around the world are living or parenting in exactly the way I've described. See, this is why in Africa and Asia, tribes exist. And this is why parents of a particular tribe want their children to marry somebody of the same tribe, because they're going to come with the same traditions, the same ideology, etc., etc., and also the same expectations when it comes to what is expected of them in a marriage. You see, so what I'm looking for is not something that never happens anywhere or only in fantasy land. No, it happens all the time. It's very common. It's just, I guess, you know, being raised in the West, you're not used to it, or maybe you're not exposed to people who come from these kind of traditional cultures where what I'm describing is the norm. I mean, even I've used this as an example before, even within the religious Jewish community, go look at how they live. If you've ever been to the, you know, Jewish areas in North London, go look at how they live. They live in a very similar way to what I'm describing. They marry within their own, and because they marry within their own, they come with the same ideology. They all understand the Jewish ideology, how a family is supposed to be structured and all this kind of business. The religious Jews, because there are a lot of people who identify as Jewish who are not really practicing. But in terms of the religious Jews, you go to places like Stamford Hill, go look at how they live. Okay, so I'm not postulating something here. I'm not talking about something that can't be attained or something that doesn't go on around the world with millions and millions of families, because it does. So, you know, all due respect, but what you're saying about it not being realistic and I need to lower my standards, I completely disagree with. And as far as saying that I should lower my standards are not for me. This is what you have to understand. My standards are not for me. The primary benefactor of my standards are the children. So if I can't have a certain standard for the children, then I'm not going to have kids. It's not about me. That's my approach to having children, is I don't come first. I'm not the priority. Neither is the mom. We are not the priority. The priority is the children. That's my approach to it. The priority is the kids and also society. Because number one, kids don't choose to be born. So I owe them a good life if I put them on this earth. I owe them a good start. That's my attitude towards it. I owe them a good start in this life. And if I can't give them a good start, what I consider to be a good start, I'm not going to have kids. I don't want to increase the chances of the kids going down the wrong path or the kids turning out to be a negative addition to this world. You understand what I'm saying? Because I've seen a lot of things in my life, I've known a lot of people, and that's what it is. So unless I'm in a position where I can be married to somebody where we're on the same page ideologically and we have the same ideas about raising kids, then I'm not going to do it. It's called having foresight. You understand what I'm saying? It's called learning from other people's mistakes. I look at the way people have marriages in the West and they make so many mistakes. I don't need to make those mistakes. You can avoid so many of those mistakes by learning from what those people are doing and saying, okay, let me not do that. And then you look at traditional cultures where millions and millions of people are married to somebody who is the same religion as them, the same tribe as them. So they know the deal in terms of what is expected of them as a man and as a woman, as a husband and then as a wife. And they know what is expected of them in terms of raising the kids. They were on the same page. This is not something utopian. This is not something, which is too idealistic. This is something which millions of people do. And also, they're not so caught up in these traditional cultures with the whole romantic infatuation and sexual infatuation. No, that's not the top priority when it comes to making a marriage work in those cultures. So, I'm not here trying to lecture people on, and I'm not saying that you are, by the way, Zoe, don't take this the wrong way, but I'm just trying to clarify that I'm not here trying to lecture people on how they should raise kids. All I'm doing is telling you my approach to it. You understand? And I don't want to make the mistake that most people make in Western countries, because in Western countries, most marriages end in divorce. Yeah. Whereas in a lot of traditional cultures, still to this day, most marriages do not end in divorce. In Western cultures, particularly with working class people, most kids nowadays, or a massive amount of kids, are raised in single parent families. Again, today in traditional cultures around the world, single parent families are still relatively rare compared to the West. You understand what I'm saying? So I'm trying to emulate what they're doing in other parts of the world. It's not like I'm trying to emulate something which doesn't exist, which is only in fantasy land. No, I'm trying to emulate something which still exists for millions of people in other parts of the world, rather than just trying to wing it as many people in the West do. Just get married and just see what happens. Like, I'm not trying to do that. Yeah, I'm not saying it can't work, winging it and learning on the job. It can work, but your chances of it failing are going to be a hell of a lot higher because of the fact that you're winging it and you're just learning on the job. You understand? So my approach to it is the kids are the priority. My happiness is not the priority. It's the kids' happiness. And that's what if I'm trying to have kids, it's not really about me. It's not really about my vanity and wanting to see a little mini me and dress him up like me. And it's not really about that. Me having kids is really me giving something to the world that's positive. So it's a gift to the world, but it's also a gift to the child. You understand? That's the way I see it. My happiness is not the priority in my head when it comes to having kids. So I can go my whole life and never have kids. I'm perfectly prepared to do that. You say I'm missing out. Again, it's not about what I am missing out on to me. It's about what the kids would be missing out on if I didn't raise them in a good environment or if I didn't give them a good start. It's about what they would be missing out on. Yeah, I'm not the priority here. That's the way I see it. So, yeah, but thank you for your comment. And again, I'm not trying to lecture anybody on how to raise their kids. I'm just telling you my approach and me learning from the mistakes of many people in the West and the problems I see with relationships and marriages in the West, because the numbers don't lie. In the Western world, marriages don't tend to last. People are way more promiscuous. Families are more fractured. Communities are not as tight-knit. And I'm looking at the reasons for all of these things and saying, well, I want to try and avoid making all those mistakes and falling into that trap. And if that means that I don't ever find anybody and I don't have kids, so be it. I'm prepared for that. This world don't owe me happiness. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, I'm not owed happiness and I'm going to use my kids to fulfill my happiness because, you know, that it, the world owes me some happiness. No, the world don't owe me no happiness. I don't see it like that. Some people have this view in their head that the world owes you happiness. And children are part of that. Let me have kids so I can be happy. Like, that's not the way I view it. You know, I know a lot of people do view it that way, but I do not view it that way at all. This world does not owe me no happiness. You understand? So, yeah, I'm just somebody who puts the welfare of the kids first and also the impact on society that my kids would have. I would want them to be people that contribute to this world in a positive way and not just become robots, meet robots in the system like everybody else. You know, imagine trying to raise kids to be aware and think critically outside of the system. You know how difficult that is with the social media and television and the hive mind, and because human beings are naturally sheep-like. So raising them in an environment where they're all going to follow the same things and they're all going to follow the Kardashians and the Instagram and all that shit, like, trying to raise kids to be detached from all that is virtually impossible in a Western environment. But if you went to the Caribbean, some rural environment, it would be easier for you to raise them detached from all that crap. And there are plenty of kids who grow up in the Caribbean that are detached from that. There are plenty of kids who grow up in Africa who are still detached from all that shit. So I'm not describing something which is impossible. I'm describing something which still exists, which millions of people still implement and still raise their kids detached from the modern technological world. You understand what I'm saying? So, yeah. And again, as I keep saying, if the right circumstances for me to have kids do not present themselves, I will simply not have kids. Simple as that. It don't bother me. I'm not upset by it. Nothing like that. I just won't have them. You get me? Because I have in my mind the way I want kids. And here's the thing as well, Zoe. Because you're a woman, there's more pressure on you to have kids because obviously you've got a biological clock, and I'm glad you've got your kids now and it's all good and whatever. But women have this pressure on them. They have this ticking clock inside their biological clock where they have to have kids while they still have the opportunity. This is how they feel because, you know, after a certain age, you go through the menopause, you can no longer have kids. As a man, you know, we don't have that problem. So I could be 60, 70 years old and I can still have kids. It's not ideal because you're probably going to be dead, you know, by the time the kid gets the teenage years. But still, you can have kids when you're old as a man. You're not as restricted as you are as a woman. So that's probably one of the reasons why a man can be a bit more selective in terms of who he wants to have kids with and what circumstances he wants to have kids in. A man can be more selective because we don't have the biological clock that you have. We can have kids at 50, 60, no problem. In fact, I know people. I remember one of my ex-girlfriends who was from Uganda. She was in her late teens. I think she was about 19 when I met her. And her dad had just had a new kid with another woman. Right? He'd remarried and God knows how old the woman was. But he just had another kid. And the kid was like a baby. And I asked her how old her dad was. And she was like, oh, my dad's like 70 something, and he just had a kid with his new wife, all right? And this is him living in the UK, by the way. He wasn't living in Uganda. The man's like 70 and he's had a kid. So, and I guess that would make him, what, one of the oldest dads in the country or something, or the oldest dad, I don't know. Because at the time when she told me his age, I was like, are you serious? Your dad's that old? That's impossible. He must be like the world's oldest dad. But no, in Africa, especially in Africa and even in the Caribbean, but particularly Africa, you'll find people that have kids and they're flipping 80 years old and they're having kids. Men, you understand? So, yeah, long story short, as a man, I can afford to be a bit more discerning. I can afford to be taking my time a little bit more and be looking for better circumstances to have kids because I'm not constrained by the biological clock and the menopause. Men don't have no menopause. I mean, even when you get old and you can't get it up no more as a man, you can still take Viagra. You understand? So, yeah, there's plenty of time. And for me, if I was to have kids, there's still plenty of time for me. Plenty of time for me to find the ideal situation or a situation. It's not even the ideal situation. It's just a situation that would tick certain boxes. It wouldn't be ideal. You know, if it was ideal, then the woman would look a certain way, behave a certain way, this, that, and the other, you know, in an ideal situation. I'm not looking for ideal. You know, the woman don't need to look like a supermodel. The woman don't need to, you know, be the best person in bed. She don't need to be any of these things. The most important thing the woman needs to be is of a kind and decent nature and share the same kind of principles and morals that I do, you know, and have the same views on raising children as I do. Well, she don't need to be no supermodel and amazing in bed, cook the best food in the world. And no, she don't need to be any of that. So anyway, let me stop rambling here. Just thought I'd give you a direct response, but thank you for your comment. Thank you to everybody who has signed up with me here on Patreon, and I'll catch you on the next podcast or upload or whatever. All right, I'm out.